98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. Weekly Blast.
All right, Mark Wahlberg left the Super Bowl in progress, abandoning his beloved Patriots and missing the greatest comeback in Super Bowl history. Barack Obama mistakenly claimed Cubs fans were elitists who drank wine and ate cheese. Snoop Dogg is a great entertainer, but the worst bandwagon fan of them all, cheering for the Steelers and the Raiders and the Lakers and whoever else strikes his fancy on any given day. But nobody, and I mean nobody, is more annoying than Drake. He has been seen with a lint roller at courtside. He's tried and failed to get into winning locker room celebrations, and he's been seen wearing almost every team jersey in the NBA. Now, granted, I'm not a big fan, but at times in my life, I've been both a musician and an athlete. Not very good at either, mind you, but I do know the difference. And musicians have it so much easier. They perform in front of adoring crowds, and if they're talented and sober, they're going to sound really good. There's really no risk whatsoever. Athletes, however, can have the greatest night of their lives and still lose. They can perform at a high level and still get booed off the field, and that's a huge difference. And that's why Adam Silver has got to stop. Letting Drake patrol the sidelines and laughing hysterically whenever Giannis misses a free throw. Because he's not just an overrated musician who whines about girls and is credited for killing gangster rap. He's a first-class troll with a VIP pass to do whatever he wants.